So first of all, I really want to praise God as He always encourages me. So the songs that were chosen today were again very appropriate for today's message.
感谢爱我们的神，他总是这么鼓励我们，因为今天唱的诗歌，也是非常契合要讲的这个信息的。
And I'm not exaggerating. It's quite weird. Actually, when I came this morning, like everyone could tell I'm not in my best condition. I'm very feeling quite drained physically.
那今天早上来到这里，可能有一些弟兄姐妹观察到我也是，挺疲累的，因为不是最好的状态。
But I think it's because over the years I've learned that at that moment I know God's strength is going to come upon me, so I didn't worry too much about it.
但是这么多年，去经历神，那我知道，特别在这样的时刻，他总是会，去将恩赐力给我，所以我就不是太担心。
So never once did he fail me.
那神从来没有一次让我失望过。
So just now, Brother Stephen was asking, "Oh, I was hoping you could help with the singing." So as I just pour out my heart singing, forgetting about my fatigue, I actually felt strengthened.
之前 Steven 弟兄问我可不可以唱大声点，帮忙，唱这个新的歌了。那当我去做的时候就，发现，那神就赐给我喜乐跟力量。
And especially just now when I stepped up here, I suddenly felt the lightheadedness was gone. So now I'm feeling more like myself. Praise God.
那当我站上来的时候，就发现刚才一直有的这样，有点头晕的情况就消失了，所以都感谢天父。
But let us humbly commit the following time into God's hands and may His strength continue to sustain me through this.
将时间全部的交给天父，愿他支持我。
So let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our loving and gracious Father Yahweh.
我们充满慈爱跟怜悯的父亲亚伟。
Thank you for being such a loving, faithful, and patient God.
谢谢你这么的爱我们，也是充满怜悯跟忍耐。
Yeah, indeed, like the song we sang, when we feel weak, through Christ, we are strengthened.
好像刚才我们所唱的诗歌，当我们软弱的时候，是借着基督，我们可以得刚强。
And we thank you for creating heavens and earth,
感谢你创造了天地万物，
for every good thing that exists.
一切美好的事情都是由你而来。
But we are sorry for how we, as human beings, have sometimes really destroyed your creation or not taken good care of it.
但是我们作为人类当中的一份子，我们也向你去求你的饶恕，因为很多时候我们没有去照顾好你所创造的这个世界。
And in the midst of all kinds of suffering, and maybe we have questions in our mind, but I pray that through your word, we'll all find answers and peace.
或许面对世上的这一切苦难，我们心里面会有一些疑问，但求你都借着你的话语，可以去解答我们心中的疑问。
So may your spirit work mightily in our midst.
所以就求你的灵，大能的在我们当中去工作，
And may you open up your word to everyone here.
也愿你向每一位，打开你自己的话语。
Yeah, we pray for all these things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣名的名，就是那将能赐力给我们的，阿门。
So today I'm going to share the second part of the sermon on Psalm 37, verse 4.
那今天我想和大家分享的就是诗篇37篇第四节这个信息的第二部分。
So I'm sure those who were here when I shared the first time would remember this precious Bible verse.
如果上一次我分享说，如果你在，你会记得这一节宝贵的经文。
How about we read it out loud together? So first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起读，先用英文，再用中文。
So in English, delight in Yahweh, and He will grant you the desires of your heart.
中文一二三，又要以亚伟为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
So in verse 4 here, it says you have to delight yourself in Yahweh and He's going to grant you the desires of your heart. And last time I already threw out some questions for you to ponder, and I wonder if you found answers to them.
那第四节说，又要以阿为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。上一次讲到中，我问大家一些问题，不知道你们有没有机会去思想。
When we read verses like this in the Bible,
当我们读像这样的一节经文，
we might think, wow, what great promises!
我们会想啊，这个应许是多么的大。
If only we learn to take delight in Yahweh, He's going to grant the desires of our hearts.
那只要我们以亚伟为乐，他就将我们心里所求的赐给我们。
So, give me a show of hand. Who doesn't wish for your dream to come true?
那请大家举一下手，有谁不想自己的愿望达成呢？
Nobody, right? I'm sure everyone would love to have their dreams come true.
那其实大部分人都希望自己的愿望是可以达成的。
But Psalm 37, verse 4 is beautiful indeed, and yet often misunderstood.
那实际上，诗篇30篇第四节是非常美丽，但却往往被人误用的一节经文。
If we refuse to settle for shallow interpretation of scripture, we must boldly confront the questions it raises.
如果我们不想只是肤浅的去明白圣经中的经文，我们就必须勇敢的去面对，这节经文所带来的一些疑问跟挑战。
At first glance, Psalm 37, verse 4 appears almost paradoxical.
那如果你看表面的时候，你会发现诗篇30篇第四节看起来是似乎有矛盾的。
If genuine delight in Yahweh means we also have to align our will with God, as we learned from the gospel, for example, how can the desires of our heart coexist with God's?
那如果我们是真诚的去以亚伟为乐，那也意味着我们将我们自己的心意去和天父的心意去一致的时候，那我们怎么样能够
还有自
自
己
己的愿望呢？
，maybe I should phrase it better. So oftentimes, I think in your experience, your desires might not really be the same as God. Isn't it the case? I think most often than not, right? More often than not.
让我用另外角度去说这件事情啦。那你会发现，很多时候你的心愿，往往跟神的旨意是不一样的。
So, while we try to understand, yeah, we want to be genuinely happy in Yahweh and always, having this joy, in your experience, is it really the case that you can always delight in Him and that you experience the hidden, the deep longings in your heart are all fulfilled in Yahweh?
那纵然我们是很想真诚的以亚伟为乐，但是这是不是你的经历呢？就是你能够以亚伟为乐，也是能够将你的心愿因着他能够达成。
Now, if delighting in Yahweh, according to this verse, is the precondition for receiving the desires of the heart,
那如果以亚伟为乐就是这个先决条件，为了能够去领受我们这个心里所想的能够达成。
then Jesus, the best example, the perfect embodiment of this delight in Yahweh, should have had every request granted.
那么，如果是这样，那耶稣就是我们最好的榜样，就是他是完美的榜样，去以亚伟为乐，那岂不是他所求的一切都应该被神所应允吗？
So remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, what happens?
但是在克西马尼园，还记得发生什么事情？
Jesus prayed in anguish before going to the cross.
那在上十字架之前，耶稣
很
就是
痛苦。
很痛苦的这样子去祷告。
And what was his prayer?
那他的祷告是什么？
Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me.
他说：“父啊，在你凡事都能。”求你挪去这个杯。
We can see Jesus has no doubt about God's power. He totally trusts in God, who would do everything if he wants to.
我们看到，耶稣是全然的相信神的大能，他相信神是凡事都能的。
And so he presents his request. Father, if it's possible, remove this cup from me. What is this cup? Do you know?
所以他向神求，父啊，如果倘若你愿意，求你挪去这个杯，那这个杯指的是什么？
Now, for those unfamiliar with the biblical metaphor of the cup, Jesus' plea in Gethsemane here refers to the cup of suffering, the cup of God's wrath against sin.
那如果不是太熟悉圣经的这些象征性比喻，那这里主耶稣所指的杯就是指受苦的杯，也是。神愤怒的，因着罪而愤怒的这个杯。
And on the cross, God's wrath was poured out upon Jesus as the substitute for our sins.
那在十字架上，那神对罪的这个愤怒就倾倒在耶稣的身上，那使到他去承受我们的罪。
Jesus drank this cup in our place, bearing the full weight of divine judgment that we deserved.
那耶稣就为了我们去喝了这个杯，去背负了我们应该承受这个罪的这个神圣的这个审判。
I remember as a kid, or even as a youth, I used to feel these types of sermons that talk about Jesus' sacrifice, while very touching and moving, never really touched my heart just because I couldn't really see myself as, really having sinned that much. And, so when you talk about how, oh, the full weight of divine judgment that we deserved, not trying to be proud, but I really honestly couldn't feel the full impacts of that.
我记得，成长的过程当中，在教会听过很多类似的讲道，就是说到主耶稣如何承受了罪的这一切，神的刑罚跟愤怒，但是当时候我自己，实话说是没有太大的感触，因为我感觉不到自己是怎么样大的一个罪人，所以也不会有怎样的深刻的感动。
So, if you're honest with yourself, I wonder if you feel the same right now.
那如果你是对自己诚实的，不知道你自己是不是也有同样的感受？
But I believe this verse, Psalm 34, verse 7, 37, verse 4, sorry, Psalm 37, verse 4, is always true. So, if you start learning to delight in Yahweh, if you really want to understand His word for what it is, He will help you. So, one day, I finally came to understand this, not just in my mind, but experientially.
那诗篇37篇第四节这节经文虽然表面上看有一些矛盾，但是如果你是真诚去寻求这个答案的话，那我知道神一定会帮助我们一步一步去明白这个问题的解答了。那也是我自己的经历，就是神就启示给我这个答案。
So here, Jesus the Son, who perfectly delighted in the Father, pleaded for the cup to be removed or to pass from him. Yet, was his request granted?
那在这里，耶稣，就是神的儿子，他是以神为乐最好的榜样，向天父去求这个杯从他那里挪去，但是他的这个恳求有没有被应允呢？
Obviously not, right? Otherwise, what I just shared wouldn't have followed, like that Jesus did get nailed on the cross.
那就很明显的，他的这个。恳求就没有得到垂听啦。那他也是在十字架上为我们牺牲了。
How then do we reconcile this with Psalm 37, verse 4?
那我们如何将这件事情跟诗篇37篇第四节去理解呢？
So, is it really true that our desires, our real longings, would get fulfilled?
那是不是真的我们心里所愿的就可以得到实现呢？
By the same logic, when your prayers seem unanswered,
那按照同样的逻辑，如果你的祷告看起来是没有被答应，
when you cry out to God with seemingly the most reasonable or even righteous spiritual requests,
当你向神呼求去求一些看起来很合理，甚至是很公义的一些属灵的一些请求，
In full faith and confidence.
那也是按着信心还有。这个确信去求，
And yet, they are not granted.
但是他们并没有被答应。
Does this mean Psalm 37:4 verse 4 is not true.
那是不是诗篇37篇第四节这里说的就是不是真实的呢？
Come on, we have to be very practical and honest, right? We can't just fool ourselves and make ourselves believe in these nice sounding words if that is not your experience.
那我们必须非常实际去追问这些问题，如果这不是你的真实经历，
So how can we make it our experience?
那如何去真的体验到诗篇37篇第四节？
So we must first get a right understanding of this verse and eliminate any misconception, I mean.
所以我们必须有正确对这一节经文的明白不被这些错误的理解去分我们的心。
So first, let us beware the danger of taking just one verse out of context and just quote it for our liking.
那首先我们要留意的就是不要把一节经文从它的上文下理去分割出来。
Many people actually do misunderstand this verse as almost a transactional promise.
那好多人去错误的理解这节经文，就是从一个好像
教义。交易，
交易上面的一个应许。
so it's almost like 有条件的那个交易, huh? So if I delight in God, see, I'm so faithful, I have full faith in you, I really rejoice in you and praise you, then I would expect, I would be given whatever I ask. And even Jesus said, even, isn't it, in my name, if you prayed in my name, you're going to get what you asked for.
那好多人就觉得，如果我是以神为乐，那我就应得我的心愿得到满足。那又或者是耶稣说，如果你奉我的名去求，那你就会得到。
But let us clear away this misconception applied on this verse. Does delight in the Lord function as a formula to get what we want?
那所以我们要首先移除这个错误的概念。那是不是以神为乐，就好像一个方程式？就会使到我们可以得到我们的愿望。
Just think of all the characters in the Bible. How many Bible characters honestly delight in Yahweh? And yet, when you look at what happened to them, is it always smooth sailing as they wish?
那当我们去看圣经里面出现的这些的人物的时候，有多少位是真的以亚伟为乐呢？那以亚伟为乐的这些的圣经人物。那是不是他们所有的这个愿望都被神所实现的呢？
Moses, for example, he really has a heart to serve Yahweh to save his own people. And yet, well, in the end, yes, but you can see in the process, there are many times when things went wrong, isn't it?
那比如说摩西，他是有心去带领以色列民神的子民去拯救他们，但是我们看到中间。就是有很多的波折跟起伏，虽然最终神给他这个使命。
And so from this, we already can see Psalm 37, verse 4, and we will see it in context in a moment. It's not a blank check for personal wishes, but it's a conditional promise tied to delighting in God.
所以，如果从上文下语去看的时候，等一下我们就会看。那其实这节经文就不是一张支票，是我们可以去向神索求我们的愿望的，那。
So, how do we understand delighting in God in this context? So, let us first understand Psalm 34 is one of the wisdom psalms.
那首先我们要留意到的就是诗篇34篇是一个智慧的诗篇。
And is offering a general truth about God's character.
那是给我们明白。一个普遍
Blank.
性的一个真理是关于神的性情。
As we read over and over again, time and again in Psalm, that God is righteous, is just, and he hears the cries of his people, and he's willing to deliver them, he will ultimately judge evil.
就好像诗篇里面常常说，神是公义的，他听他子民的呼求，也会最终去审判邪恶。
But how many times the psalmist, as someone called the righteous, would call out to Yahweh, "Why are you not acting?" Right? It seems like Yahweh is not delivering yet. And there are questions concerning that. And even in today's verse, as we look at verse 1 to 2 in Psalm 37, let's take a look.
那你会发现，诗篇同时间有很多的诗人都向神发出呼求，说 好像说神啊，你怎么还不审判恶人，还不工作呢？那也有这样的情况，那我们可以看一看
The broader context of
就
Psalm
是
37.
37篇的这个上文，就是1到2节。
So let us read in English together. Fret not yourself. Oh, I think it's, is it the one before? Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. For the evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait for Yahweh shall inherit the land.
诗篇37篇1到2节还有第9节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候亚伟的必承受地土。
So the righteous in Psalms often refer to people who trust in God and seek refuge in him.
那些诗篇中称为公义的人，就是那些信靠神的人，也是以神为他们的避难所的。
So it's not so much referring to their own moral perfection by their own right.
不是去说到他们的道德是多么的出众，靠着自己有多么优秀。
And what happens to these righteous? They also would cry out when they see the evil seems to be prospering, just like in our prayer, I think we were talking about this today, right? Like sometimes we see all these bad things happening in the world, we might be very angry or feeling very hopeless, like as if we can't do anything about it.
那这些所谓公义的这些的人呢，那么看到世上发生不公义的事情，也会心里面有愤怒，也会向神去呼喊，好像刚才我们祷告中也是有这样的向神去呼求的情况。
But do you always see immediate answer to your prayer that something is done about it?
但
No,
是
right?
是不是当你这样祷告神马上就会去应允你的这个呼求呢？
So the reality in life is that deliverance may not always happen immediately, or it might not even be a physical deliverance necessarily.
所以，这个现实，事实是，很多时候这个救赎不是马上就临到我们，那甚至不是在物质层面上的一个救赎。
So let's read Psalm 34, 18 to 19.
让我们来看诗篇37篇18到19节。
So let us read together. Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all.
亚伟靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。一人多有苦难，但亚伟救他脱离这一切。
Isn't this another paradox? We thought you just said, whoa, you know, oftentimes there are many afflictions of the righteous, and Yahweh is supposed to deliver him out of them all. But it seems like it's not really yet, right? So is it given or not?
那这里看起来又有另外一个矛盾，就是说，他说一人多有苦难，但亚伟救他脱离这一切，但又是说到亚伟靠近伤心的人，那究竟这个人有没有经历到亚伟的拯救呢？
Sometimes deliverance from a difficult situation or trial may not necessarily always be physical, and yet by Yahweh's strength, he can deliver us from that condition when he strengthens us so that even having with remove have not having removed it, we are still able to get through it.
很多时候，神的救赎不是单纯在这个物质层面的，那他可能已经救赎了你，但是你所面对的还是同样的境况，
It's not hard to understand when you think about it. I remember ages ago, I read an article as a kid. It's from one of those Chicken for the Soup book, and it was popular at one stage. Have you heard of it? Chicken Soup for the Soul, sorry. Chicken Soup for the Soul, what did I just say? Yep. So I remember it was talking about two patients. One got to sleep near the window, and then the one next to him could not. So the one next to the window, every day would describe the beautiful scenery he's seeing, what happens out there. You know, this mom is maybe holding the hand of a little boy and playing with a dog, whatever. And the one sitting next to him was starting to feel a bit jealous. He was like, oh, how come he gets to sleep on that side and I don't get to see all this? So kind of like this psalm, he was getting a bit grumpy and annoyed because, well, that guy wasn't even an evildoer, but basically he just felt it's unfair.
那可能大家有看过《心灵鸡汤》这本书，
Sorry.
或者这些的文章啦。那我以前年少的时候看过啦，那就记得一个故事，就是有两个病人，他们在医院里，啊，一个病人是靠近窗户的，另外一个病人就是没有，不能够看见窗户。那靠近窗户的这个病人常常会去形容窗外的一些景况啊，就是有妈妈牵着孩子啊，有一些的风景啊这些。但是那个没有看见窗户的人。的病人就觉得嫉妒啊，也是不开心。
And do you know what happens afterwards? So one day, the one sleeping next to the window has some sudden problem, maybe with his breathing or something, who needed help. But the one next to him, because of jealousy, decided to harden his heart and didn't call for help because he was thinking if that guy died, then he would get moved to the next bed.
那有一天的夜晚呢，这个。靠近窗户的病人就，有一些困难呼吸了，但是在旁边的那个病人，他就硬着心不想帮他，因为他觉得如果这个病人他死了，那他就可以，移到这个窗户旁边了。
And indeed, as he wished, he got moved to that bed just right next to the window.
那所以他因着嫉妒了，就害得这个病人就最后死了。后来他就搬到这个窗户的旁边了。
Because that guy unfortunately passed away with no one to help. So finally, he was thinking, yay, I got to see the beautiful view for myself. I don't need to rely on this guy to tell me. And guess what he saw right next to the window?
那所以他就很兴奋，就觉得啊，我终于不需要这个病人去告诉我窗外看到什么，我自己可以看见了。那大家猜一猜，他去看着窗户的时候，他看到了什么？
Yes, it was simply a brick wall. Nothing as beautiful as described by that friend.
那他看的时候就发现，原来只是一个水泥墙在外面，就不像是之前这个病人所描述的这么美丽。
I remember reading it as a young child or early teen. What I gained from it was that freedom of heart is so important when you truly have this joy in your life. Like, even just a brick wall, you can see beautiful scenery, or at least because of love, you want to encourage the guy next to you. You can make up these stories and, be uplifting, be positive.
那我记得当时候作为一个年轻人，我读这个故事的时候，很深的感触就是觉得这个自由的重要性，因为这个病人他因为有自由的时候，那
In his heart,
在
自
他
由。
心里面的时候，他就不被这个外在环境所影响，那甚至他有爱可以想去鼓励旁边的病人，所以去描述这些美丽的景象。
Whereas the other guy, even though physically may not be as weak, and he got what he wanted, but actually he's in a prison. There's nothing for him to see, even if he got to the position he wanted.
那反过来说，这个在旁边的病人虽然他身体比较强壮，那最终他也得到了他想要的，但是他去到这个位置的时候却什么也看不见。
So when I observe various Christians who really have my respect, oftentimes it's not like their lives are particularly easy. And in fact, some of the prayers might not have been answered for a long time. And yet, how come they are still rejoicing in Yahweh and have this total trust and confidence in him?
那好多我敬佩的这些属灵前辈，这些基督徒，那会发现很多他们的，这个祈求也没有很快被应允了，但是他们却常常都是充满喜乐的，那他们是怎么走过来的呢？
So we have to understand, even in terms of deliverance from God, we already looked at it does not necessarily have to be immediate or physical. We have to see the bigger picture. Indeed, there is a much broader eternal perspective.
那所以我们就目前看到神的救赎，很多时候不是单纯是这个物质界层面的，那也不是立刻的，那而是有这个永恒的角度去看这个救赎。
But what you can be sure of is, as the psalmist says in more than one places, the wicked's prosperity is only temporary.
但是我们可以确信的就是，好像其他诗篇所说的。 这个作恶的人，他们去兴旺只是一时之刻。
God's justice is ultimate and is surely going to come.
那神的审判是公义，也是终极的，也是最终会来到。
So that is why the psalmist would encourage us, fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Do not need to be envious of them, because they are going to soon fade like the grass.
那这也是为什么刚才诗篇有说不要为恶人作恶去心怀不平，因为神他们只是只是一刻会繁荣呢，那神一定会有公义的审判。
So the key is to become a type of person described here.
那这个关键就是要成为这里所形容的这一类的人。
So in verse 9, it is those who wait on Yahweh.
就是第九节所说那些等候亚伟的人，
Or elsewhere, for example, in Psalm 34, verse 8.
又或者诗篇34篇第八节，
Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道亚伟是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
So, one who takes refuge in Yahweh means totally trust in him, can relax because he's under Yahweh's wings, under his shelter. He doesn't need to be anxious all the time.
那投靠亚伟的人是怎样的人呢？就是那些全然信靠他的，那也是在他里面可以得享安息的，因为知道是神在掌权，他就可以去放松。
So, we can see that the Bible is very honest about the present reality. It acknowledges the reality of suffering and injustice at this moment.
我们看到圣经是非常客观的去描绘现今的状态了。就是世上确实是有苦难，还有不公义的事情。
Yet, it also affirms God's future justice and redemption.
但是同时间，圣经也去强调，神在将来一定会带来公义的审判。
So it comes back to us. Can we become the type of people who delight in Yahweh despite the outer circumstance or the outcomes of our prayers, for example, our requests?
那所以这个。挑战就回到我们这里了。我们是否是能够做一个以神为乐的人呢？纵然这外在的环境有许多的挑战跟不公义的事情。
Because we know those who take refuge and wait for Yahweh will never be put to shame. This is for sure.
因为我们确信那些依靠亚伟的，还有去投靠他的，就不至于羞愧。
So now let us press on to see what it really means to delight yourself in Yahweh.
那让我们接下来抓紧去看什么叫做以亚伟为乐。
The Hebrew word for Yahweh here means to take pleasure, find deep joy and satisfaction in God Himself.
那这个希伯来文就是以神为乐的这个希伯来文，就是说要去找到这个快乐，还有生的这个喜乐，还有满足在神他那里。
And as I look through the scriptures to find other mentions of delighting in Yahweh, guess where I found the most occurrences?
那我去看这个字在其他经文的出现的时候，你猜一猜在哪里出现的最多？
Don't know. It's actually in the Psalms as well.
那其实就是在诗篇里面了。
So, as we know, a lot of Psalms were written by David. And obviously, in his life, there was not only the up and glorious time, there were a lot of low time when he was on the run, when he was pursued by his enemies.
那很多诗篇都是由大卫王去写的了。那你知道他的一生也有虽然有高的地方，就是但是也有很多的低谷。
And yet, you constantly feel this quiet assurance, quiet trust, and delight in Yahweh.
那你读他诗篇会常常发现他往往有一个安静信靠神的心，还有去以神为乐。
So I've listed some of the Psalms where you can find this phrase, delighting in Yahweh, or similar concepts like joy, pleasure, and satisfaction in God.
那我就列举了一些诗篇，就是有谈到以神为乐啊，然后去信靠神的经文。
So, because of time, we can't read through every single one, but let us have a quick glance. So, Psalm 16:11.
那时间关系，我们就不能详细看了。我们先看16篇的11节。
I'm sure you've heard this before. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So what stands out to you is fullness of joy. It's not just a little bit, but it's like, wow, full and maybe even overflowing.
那这里引起我们注意的就是满足的喜乐。
Have you experienced that?
那大家曾经有没有经历过满足的喜乐？
From any source, even your favorite thing.
从任何的渠道，甚至是你最喜爱的东西。
And that joy is not just temporary, it lasts forevermore.
不是短暂的这个喜乐，是能够源源不断的。
And we can see, look at the next one, where it talks about that desire to dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of his life, so to gaze upon the beauty of Yahweh.
那下一个诗篇就是说到，诗人的这个恳求，就是住在雅伟的殿中，去瞻仰他的荣美，
Which is in Psalm 27, verse 4.
就是在诗篇27篇第4节。
And Psalm 43, verse 4, it then goes on to say, Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy.
那诗篇43篇第4节那里就是说到，神就是我极大的喜乐。
And Psalm 73, 25 to 26, it says, Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth I desire besides you.
有诗篇73篇第25节，这里说：“除你以外，在地上我也无所爱慕。
And so the list goes on. So I think we'll skip the other ones just because of time. But I hope you can get a sense of that true love and delight of the psalmist towards God.
”那这些只是一些的例子啦，时间缘故，我们就不看完全了。那你会发现，诗人他所渴慕所喜爱的，就是全然是神。
And I'm sure you've heard of another psalm, and we even sing it. It's called As the Deer, you know, the song. As the deer panteth for the water. So it's from Psalm 42 and expresses again that deep longing. As long as I can enter into the presence of God, you know, I'm like in another world. You know, whatever happens doesn't matter because I've got that constant supply of stream water, so to speak.
一个熟悉的诗篇就是42篇第1节，那里，诗人说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”那也是说到这样子，渴慕水，得到这个喜乐啊，然后的一种的态度。
So, if you are a born again child of God, if you've been baptized and have ex received the Holy Spirit, my question for you really is, have you experienced this genuine delight in Yahweh? Not just once, not just twice, but is it a constant experience you have?
那想问那些经历过重生、受过洗礼、领受圣灵的弟兄姐妹们，那你有没有经历过这样子以神为乐的这样经历呢？不是一次或者2次，而是常常。
Because I'm pretty sure most of us who are Christians would have experienced moments like these. Otherwise, I don't know why you would be a Christian, like, or how you can keep being sustained to be a Christian.
因为我相信我们当中，成为基督徒的呢，都曾经有这样的经历了，也是因为这样的经历去，激励我们去回应神。
But as we learned a couple of weeks ago, from Pastor Lucy's encouragement, we really need to cultivate this real, living, deep friendship with God.
但是，就好像 Pastor Lucy 几周前所劝勉我们的一样，我们必须去栽培我们跟神的关系。
When we can really enjoy that intimacy with God, like father, like friend, that's when you can truly say, I delight in Yahweh.
当你跟神有一个活生生的关系，就好像父亲和孩子，还有的关系的
朋友，
朋友的关系的时候呢，那我们才真正能够说我们是以神为乐的。
so that when we say this, it's no longer just I delight in the gifts of Yahweh, you know, his answers to my prayer, but I delight in him himself for who he is.
那所以，当我们看这一节经文的时候，就不会是在说，其实真正的目的就是想要我的愿望达成，而不是真的以神为乐。
So remember the promise that, which was also our memory verse a couple of weeks ago, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
那几周前我们的背诵经文也是说到，你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And in Song of Songs, there's a beautiful prayer that I use all the time. Why not pray to God? Ask Him to become your supreme delight.
那还有在雅各有一节经文也是我常常向神的祈求了，就是求神成为我们最爱慕的那一位。
So, Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4.
雅各1:4。
Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will exult and rejoice in you. We will extol your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带了我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
So whenever I feel that, I'm not really in love with God, why not ask for it? He will help us to enter into that relationship with Him.
当我发现我好像没有那么爱神的时候，那为什么不？向他祷告呢，他就会带领我们进到这样，甜蜜的，爱的关系当中。
But the basis of this whole experience would have to start with what we call regeneration. If you haven't even experienced a new birth, it is hard, like you're not going to be able to sustainably, consistently delight in Yahweh because we are all very carnal, we really prefer our fleshly desires over God's.
但这一切的基础就是我们需要重生，那我们才能够胜过肉体的这些的搅扰啦。因为如果肉体很强，那我们都是一个很自私的、自我中心的一个人。
But not only that is only the starting point. Our minds need to be constantly renewed so that over time, as I can testify, the amazing beauty of the gospel is that God would slowly transform our desires even.
但是，重生只是这个起点，我们的心怀意念要不断的被神来更新，那慢慢的，我们的心意也会越来越被神改变，贴近他的心意。
So the more we seek God's guidance and delight in His guidance in all our thoughts, actions, and decisions, the more you will experience this change actually happening in you.
那如果我们越是想寻求神的旨意去行他的旨意的时候，你会发现，你的心怀意念也会越来越被神改变。
And that is the transformative power of delight, if you want to call it that.
那这个就是，
以神
以
为乐。
神为乐的这个改变的大能。
So you find that when you draw near to him, when you start delighting in him, regardless of your situation, very amazingly, God is able to gradually reshape your desires to echo his, to be more in tune with his.
但是你会发现很奇妙的，就是当你越来越去尊神为大家去行他的旨意的时候，他就会去重新塑造你的这个心怀意念啊，你的愿望啊，就是越来越像他的一样。
So this is not something of your own doing, even though you have a part to play. You have to also take the initiative to draw near to God and to respond to Him.
那这个就不是你自己去做在自己身上的，当然你需要主动去亲近神，以他为首。
But the Spirit of God, when He moves in you and through you, you'll gradually find that what were once your most craveful desires lose its appeal.
那当神的灵在你的生命中去工作、去掌管你的心怀意念的时候，你会发现，你过往心里面所渴望的就越来越失去这个吸引了。
And what replaces it is truly God's will, not just for you, but for the whole humanity. It becomes that consuming concern, and it becomes that real deepest longing.
那取而代之的就是神的旨意。那这个神的旨意不单单只是关于神的事情，而是或者是关于你的事情，而是关于整个人类的益处。那也会成为你的心里面的这个一个火热的心智。
And then you notice even the focus and the direction of your prayer start evolving.
你会发现你祷告的这个内容跟目标也会开始改变。
In the past, whenever you have exams coming up, that's when you're most diligent to pray, isn't it?
那在过往，就是在考试的时候，你是祷告的最勤奋的。
And when you need a job or an internship, whatever you name it. And that's when you really constantly pray and delight in Yahweh, like try to please him. And hopefully he'll grant you the desire of your heart, isn't it?
又或者是你想要得到一个实习的机会啊，你就会很勤奋的向神祷告。
But let's take a look again at today's passage, in the context. So Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5.
那我们再看一看今天的这个诗篇啦，就是上文下理34篇的
37篇
三十七篇
到
的
五
三
节。
到五节。
What is this important element that we already mentioned before? This trust. So verse 3, I'll read out. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in Yahweh, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Yahweh, trust in Him, and He will act.
你当依靠亚伟而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以亚伟为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托亚伟，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Notice the verse that comes after that. Oh, do you have that? Sorry. Oh, is it not on there? Sorry, Enoch, giving you. Yep. Yes, so take a look. So pay attention. Verse 4 is the main text today and is sandwiched in between two verses. Both have the keyword trust.
那留意到第四节就是今天的主题经文呢，但是在第三节跟第五节都有同样的字，就是依靠。
And when we say we trust, it's not just a feeling.
那所以当我们说依靠神，不是单纯的是一种感觉。
Verse 5 says, you have to commit your way to Yahweh.
第五节说你要将你的事交托亚伟。
And then you trust and he will act. So this is actually implying we surrender. We really let go and do things God's way.
那当你交托的时候去依靠他，他就会成全。那这里所说的就是将我们全人去降服在神那里。
So interestingly, in verse 3, the basis for our trust it's in God's character, unchanging character, His goodness, His faithfulness.
那第三节留意到，我们之所以能够信靠亚伟，是因为他不改变的这个性情，他的良善。
Have you experienced God to be a holy, good God, a faithful God?
你在你的经验当中，你是不是知道神是一位信实、良善的神呢？
I have, and that's why I can honestly say, I do delight in Yahweh, and I do experience my desires are wholly fulfilled in Him. Maybe there are some that are not yet fulfilled, but in the eyes of faith, I trust that if God wants it to happen, it will, and many have happened in the past.
那我自己的经历，我就已经经历过神是良善美好的，所以我可以以神为乐。那就经历到，那我的愿望就是能够有神去达成了。那虽然有一些还没有达成，但是凭着信心的眼睛，我知道这一切都会在神里面得到满足。
Because verse 5 says, we trust because God will act.
第五节说，我们依靠他，因为知道他一定会去工作。
God never turns a blind eye to our need.
那神不会去忽略我们的需要。
But the tension, the difficulty is the when and how. When is God going to act? How is He going to act?
那挑战就是什么时候他工作，还有他如何工作。
And from my experience and what I've learned is when I truly trust that whenever God decides it's good to act, whenever it's good for Him to intervene or make things happen or for us to act, that's when things will happen. So when it is not yet, I've learned to not be overly anxious. I just get on with my life doing what God entrusted me right at this time and I have this peace and joy and that's why I can delight in Him.
那在我的经验当中，我发现神的时间总是最好的，所以我就不需要在神还没有回应我的，这个这段时间去忧愁啊、纷扰啦、啊，那能够反而是以神为乐因为知道在他的时间他就会带来最美好的结果。
The second challenge we just mentioned is the how. A lot of times, Christians pull a long face because they don't really like the way Yahweh tries to resolve their problem, isn't it?
那刚才提到的第二个挑战就是神如何去成就我们的愿望。 那好多基督徒他们就是不喜欢神回应他们的这个方式跟内容。
I'm sure every Christian genuinely desire to grow spiritually, to be joyful always, give thanks in all circumstances, right?
那我相信很多基督徒他们是真诚的，希望能够属灵生命成长，也能够凡事先。
But the way to spiritual growth is usually hard and tough, as the parable of the sower tells us. The sun, the persecution, those pressure, difficulties is what makes that plant strong to take root.
但事实上，是属灵生命的成长是经历要需要经历苦难的，就如撒种的比喻，就是因着太阳的这个照射，那种子才能够向下深深的扎根，才能够成长。
So I'm very thankful to share with you from the early stage of my Christian life, being still quite a pessimistic Grace, as in Grace who's pessimistic, fearing every little thing and feeling I'm not able to meet God's standard. Over the past 26 years since I got baptized, I find that God has really shown me, yeah, fear not. You know, these difficulties are good for you. If you want to grow, if you want to be able to give thanks in all circumstances, you have to prove it. When things are difficult, can you give thanks? So God will allow difficulties to come your way, for sure. Ah, sorry. Yes. 好，我刚刚说，都很感恩，就是从我刚洗礼的时候，已经是26年前了。从那个时候，我还是一个很，就是很，悲观，对，很悲观，很内望，总是觉得自己不行，很怕困难的人。后面真的看着神一直改变自己，就是让我看到，哎，其实这些困难压力原来是为了我的好处。我想成长吗？他就必须允许这些困难临到。你想做一个常常喜乐、感恩的人吗？那你怎么是常常喜乐？如果凡事风，一帆风顺，那你那个喜乐也不算什么。所以神必定会允许困难临到你的。So let us not fear. 所以不用害怕。And that's why I think I'm so passionate about this verse and this passage because, as I said, it was given to me on my baptism. And 26 years later, I'm able to share with you that I've experienced the truth and the depth and the power of it. Not just in my head, not just in theory, but in practice.
那，
又给你很大的困难。I'm so sorry. 我要简短。
这节经文对我很宝贵啦，因为是我洗礼的时候送给我的一节经文。那在26年之后，那我感谢神，我终于可以在人的面前做这个见证，真的是我们以神为乐的时候，他会将我们心里面所渴望的赐给我们。
But we still have to resolve that initial tension or paradox, whatever you like to call it, that we saw in Jesus' example at the start. There are unfulfilled desires sometimes.
但是我们仍然要回到，开头我们看的例子，就是主耶稣向神的恳求了，那确实是有没有得到应允的这些祷告。
It seems like Jesus's plea at that time was unmet.
那看起来主耶稣那时候的祷告就没有被应允。
But actually, not really, if we look deeper.
但是如果我们深入去看的时候，就会发现其实并不是没有得到应允。
First of all, we have to understand and remember God's no to our request isn't a rejection.
那首先，我们必须要明白，也记得，当神向我们祷告说不的时候，并不是去拒绝我们。
It's His kind realignment of our hearts towards His, making us closer to His will.
而是想要帮助我们能够将我们的心能够去和他一致。
And Jesus, who understands God's will more than any of us, actually know very well. And that's why, if we read his prayer again, what else did he say besides taking the cup, removing the cup away, taking the cup away, I mean? Yeah, not my will, but yours. This is the ultimate desire of Jesus, not the first one.
那如果我们仔细去看主耶稣的祈求的时候，你会发现，耶稣作为最明白神心意的人，那他是如何向神去求的呢？ 那其实他的焦点就不是放在后面他说求你挪去这个杯，而是说不是我的旨意，但是要求的是你的旨意。
For Jesus, what mattered most wasn't to avoid the cross.
那对于耶稣基督来说，最重要的事情并不是去躲避十字架。
It was to do his father's will for the salvation of many for mankind.
而是去行在父的旨意里面，也是为这个世人的救恩去付出。
So we can say with certainty, was Jesus' deepest desire fulfilled?
所以我们可以很确定的说，耶稣最深层的这个愿望是不是被应允了呢？
It was fulfilled completely in a higher way.
那是全然的在更高的层面去达成的。
And his prayer serves as a role model for us because he always makes God his priority, that, his relationship with his father is what matters to him most.
那他的祷告也成为我们的一个模范。那因为对于他来说，神的旨意，他和神的关系总是放在第一位的。
And in that sense, he knows that every desire he has will certainly come to be fulfilled. God will grant him all his desire because he desires towards God.
那所以他能够确信，他一切所渴望的，在神那里都可以达成，因为他渴望，因为他的渴望就是神他自己。
And let me share some examples from my own experience.
我想和大家分享一下我自己的经历。
When I was doing my university degree, I was doing linguistics, so I'm very interested in language and culture.
那我在大学的时候修的就是语言学，因为我对语言还有文化很感兴趣。
And at one stage, I wanted to become like one of those interpreters when you see it on the news, standing next to important people like the UN or something.
那有一阵子，我的心愿就是能够成为好像这个联合国上面这些传译的人员。
But God never really steered my career path towards that way. So instead, there was an opening for me to continue on my study to do PhD.
但是神没有带领我的这个职业的方向去朝这方向走。当时候有一个晋升的一个机会，就是去读 PhD。
I wanted to do the PhD not so much because I wanted a higher qualification, but at that time I felt it's almost God granting me this golden opportunity.
那我想读博士，并不是要追求一个更高的这个证书啦，而是我想要有一个更好的机会。
Because at the time, the professor who was going to take me as his student, he was going to retire that year. So it's the last chance anyone could learn from him, and he's world famous, he's world renowned.
而那一年，这个愿意收我的这个教授就是世界有名的了。那他也是那一年就要退休了。
But what is most interesting was that I never told him I'm a Christian, and he never really claimed to be one either. I couldn't tell he's a Christian.
那很有趣的就是，我从来没有向他说我是基督徒，那他也没有说他自己是一个基督徒。
In fact, up to this day, I'm not sure if he truly has the faith or not.
就连今天我也不太确定到底他是不是相信神的人。
But what was interesting was that he actually proposed a thesis topic for me, and it is what? Oh, we need to, in Australia, it's very similar to this setting. There are many second generation young people who were born and raised up in Australia. So when they go to church, the language is a problem. So basically, my thesis would be to investigate what is the language, the most ideal language use, language situation for each church. Should they have separate services, like an English one versus a Chinese one, or should they have simultaneous translation as we do here?
那这个教授就去建议做一个论文，那个题目是关于在澳洲这些的教会有下一代，就是移民过来的人，那他们的下一代就是说英文了。那在这样的场合里面，用哪一种语言去进行这个聚会会更好呢？就是这样的一个论文。
So even back then, this language issue and even the generational difference gap was already a big issue in many churches.
在当时候，很多的教会都面临这个挑战了，就是下一代的这些儿女，他们只能说英文，
So, sorry.
所以语言就是一个挑战。
So honestly, my heart leaped for joy. I'm like, wow, this is the perfect thesis topic for me. It's like tailor-made for me because, you know, I can kind of serve God, I feel like, you know, because it's related to church and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, God steered me away from that even.
我心里面就是觉得哇，好开心啊！因为这样子，我自己的研究题目是可以跟教会有关系，好像在服侍教会一样。但是最终神却带领我离开这样的一个机会。
I didn't feel it's a pity. In fact, I delight in the new path God has set me on, and that is to serve Him full time.
但是我就没有因此而去失落或者伤心呢，而是高兴，因为神就带领我去全世界的服侍他。
For a long time, I didn't have to do anything related to my degree, like nothing. In Hong Kong, even when I had to tutor, the English level was so low that you don't really need much education to help them. So it seems like all my education was kind of wasted, isn't it?
那有一段长的时间，我就没有怎么去用到我的兴趣跟我所学的这个专业了，因为即使在香港服侍有一些英语的这个
补
补
习。
习，那他们的程度是比较低的，所以不需要怎么去用。
But I learned this lesson. I tried to delight in whatever circumstance God placed me. That was my constant desire.
但是我就学习去在无论环境如何，我就是以神为乐，那这就是我的这个想学的。
And then I went to China.
然后就去了中国。
And you know, I love singing.
你知道我喜欢唱歌。
But in China, we can't sing like you guys did. We just sit there and listen to someone who's out of tune, like one person singing, and you try to concentrate and worship.
那在国内聚会就是会众。
Initially, yeah, the
会
initials.
众是不唱歌的，因为不能够太吵，然后就是只有一个人唱，那很多时候弟兄姐妹他们音准不是太好，所以就要听这样音不准的诗歌。
Yeah, 尝试敬拜。But I delight in Yahweh. I love the people that I grew to love them. And I didn't want to leave. Albert and I didn't want to leave. We thought we'll be serving there for the rest of our lives unless Yahweh directs us somewhere else.
但是，当我以要我为乐的时候，就慢慢去爱上这样的一个环境啊，还有弟兄姐妹。那我曾经是想一直留在那里，服侍到老。
But that desire got interrupted again. We received the call and said, "Whoa, Liverpool Church really needs you to come. You are the only one who has a British passport. Can you come?" At that time, I have to honestly say the first reaction, not really. I really want to stay there. Like, why? Why me? That was the first instant. Yeah.
那这样的一个心愿又得到又是受到这个改变了，那就是当时就收到有电话有通知说利物浦需要有英国护照的童工去帮忙了，那其实老实说第一个反应就是不想了，因为其实我当时都是去服侍当地的教会，也舍不得离开。
But what does it say? You have to commit your way to Yahweh. So, me and Albert, we kind of struggled for a bit, but just within one night, it was very clear to us that this is God's will for us to go. Like, yep, so joyfully, we take on the challenge and we came here 10 years ago.
那我跟 Albert 就是有大的挣扎，但是当我们来到神面前，就知道很清楚这是神的旨意了。所以只是经过一个晚上，我们就可以给出答复。那这个就是大约10年前。
But it was such a huge difference. In China, we had all these students, it's very lively and bubbly. Suddenly, when we first came here, it was not like now. It was very small, kind of quiet. But again, we know where God leads, where His will is, and where there's God's people, there's your home. And so we learn to delight and love the people here, and we love it. And we're here for 10 years.
那一开始的时候是有大的反差的，因为在国内很多的学生还有朝气但是来到这里人是少的，也不像我们现在的情况了，但是当我们学习去以亚伟神为乐的时候，我们就去经历他的帮助，我们去调整。
Now, can you see why God has moved us here? One of the reasons, at least.
大家能够知道为什么神要带领我们来到这里吗？
besides the citizenship, like residency issue, is the language. Come on, you have to know Cantonese, Mandarin, and English in order to survive here.
那除了这个英国国籍之外，其实就是语言啦，你需要知道英语啊、广东话、普通话，那才能够有效的服侍。
In terms of the culture as well, because there are some who are from mainland, and because we've been there, we know their mentality, the needs are very different from those from Hong Kong.
那还有就是对文化背景的了解，因为我们知道从国内来的朋友们跟香港来的朋友们，他们的文化跟需要都很不同。
And then there are those dear ones who were born and raised in the UK. And actually, I was born in the UK. So in a way, I could try and relate to you guys more. And I studied in Australia. So I can see everything in my life is not a coincidence. It's never wasted.
那还有我们当中，这下一代啊，很多他们是英国出生的。那我自己也是在英国出生，所以有尝试去体谅、去明白他们。那我也那所以，其实发生在我们身上的没有一件是浪费，在神的手中没有一件是浪费的。
Including becoming a mom, which was not something in our plan agenda for a long time.
那甚至成为一位母亲，在我们的计划当中，都没有这样子去特别计划。
But we see the wisdom of God because when we came here, we realized in order to meaningfully help the moms here, like we need to have that experience. Not that they don't trust us, but it's hard. I think they probably feel, you know. We look young and also we don't really understand. But now that we have a child, I think it really helps us to identify with them more. And also, I'm able to just feel comfortable chatting with them more because I've been working with youth for like the whole of my service. So I was more used to acting young. But suddenly now I can be a C-Lai as well when I choose to. C-Lai means like an auntie.
So，就是关于成为母亲啊，那也是神的智慧帮助我可以去体验做母亲是怎么一回事，那可以更好的关心我们当中做父母亲的那也可以。
It's okay. Yep. So I just want to share when God becomes your constant and supreme delight, not that there's not going to be difficulties, there's often difficulties beyond what we feel we can bear, but you truly see that all the deepest longing in your hearts actually get fulfilled in its time.
那我想说的就是，当我们学习以耶和神为乐的时候，在神的时间里面，你会发现，你心里面的渴望，那神都是会去达成的。
I'm not translating, interpreting for these big figures that appear on TV, but I'm tr interpreting almost every week for these faithful, very precious servants of God, like each week, or for you guys, so that you can understand the important message of salvation.
那我就不是为联合国这些的大人物去翻译了，但是每一周我都是去参与在神的这个服事里面去，服侍大家啦，那也去为大家去翻译啦。
And I think that is much more meaningful, eternally speaking.
那这个在我来看，永恒在里当中，在永恒当中是更加的有意义的。
Because my time is up, so I can only stop here. Yeah, I just really pray that no matter what difficulty or challenges you're facing, whatever questions you have about God in this chaotic world, never lose hope.
那我时间到了，我差不多要结束了。那我想鼓励大家，无论你正经历怎样的困难，或者是对这个世界上的不公有什么样的疑问，都鼓励你不要对神失去信心。
And let us pray to God to help us desire what He desired.
让我们去向神祷告，也是将我们的心愿和神的心愿去能够一
一
致。
致，to see what He wants us to see,
求他带领我们去看见他要我们看见的，
to hear what He wants us to hear,
也去听他想要我们去听的，
and to speak forth what He wants us to speak.
那也去说他想要我们去说的。
So, I would like to conclude with a song. And it's a song that I learned many years ago in Australia. And suddenly, when I was preparing this message, it came to my mind. And surprisingly, I found a piano accompaniment. online. So if you know this song, we can sing it together. It's in Chinese, but the English is there. Sorry. 那就是想用这首歌结束。这首歌是好多年前我在墨尔本学的，很奇妙，竟然网上有一个钢琴版，而且呢，这个是这个 Mary Song 是玛利亚她自己那个赞颂神的一个歌。So our English speakers can enjoy meditating on the words, and the Chinese speakers, if you want, you can join in singing. And we use this as a prayer to end our sermon today. 咁我哋就用呢首歌嚟作为今日信息嘅结束，因为都系好似一个祷告一样。It's in Mandarin。So let us be quiet and we'll dismiss.